Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right back at it. 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Have Jay Binkley in about 20 minutes from now. You know he's juiced up, man. We got a game tomorrow night
he's
to watch.
Oh, hell yeah, we do. He's ready to roll.
Is that the more... Okay, this is hard to phrase this. Is that the more exciting game or the better game? Because Alabama gets beat by Indiana and Oregon beats Texas Tech. That's Friday night. Tomorrow is Ole Miss versus Miami.
I think it's the more compelling game just the
high,
from all the
high-octane offense versus the badass defense.
And the storyline of these kids going out there and winning in spite of Lane Kiffin. I mean, if you're LSU and Ole Miss wins the national championship without Lane Kiffin, are you having buyer's remorse?
Yeah.
I think you have having buyer's remorse. Yeah, if they go out there and win the Natty without their head coach who you just hired, I mean... You got, like, Lane Kiffin right now.
Take it, Lane.
Yeah. Lane has to be hoping right now they get their ass kicked. And I think that's a big reason why he wanted his assistants to come with him right away to LSU is because he's looking at the landscape now and realizing,
I guess he got in the wrong lane.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I think they're a better team without Lane Kiffin because I think sometimes
there's
when you play
fire there
spite,
that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like you're sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're playing with spite. You know, screw this guy. I mean, he left us and now is trying to take all our coaches with us as we're in the middle of trying to play for a national championship. Yeah. I mean, when you think about those kids, this will probably be their only opportunity, right, to play for a national championship. They're going to go on with life. Lame is going to have an opportunity to do this stuff anywhere else that he wants to go. But I mean, I just think right now, like, I'm actually in the Final Four right now. I'm going to root for Ole Mississippi to take care of business and win this thing just because I like the spite angle of it. Like, they opened the spite team to spite Lane Kiffin, and it's going swimmingly, man. It's like they're going to put Mocha Joe out of business before you know it. I love it. I think it's so much fun to watch these guys do their thing. And Lane sitting there at LSU going, oh, son of a gun, if they win the national championship.
Mocha Joe's going to have Lane's latte.
Lane's latte. Yeah.
The only team I don't like is Miami because we're not Carson,
Carson
Beck.
Yeah,
we don't like Carson Beck.
Timmy!
Yeah. I don't really like their coach. I don't like
I think he's kind of a D. I don't know. His halftime interviews and whatnot, I'm just always like,
I like their coach. I just hate their quarterback. Yeah. And he had an angel sent from the Lord to be his wife, and it wasn't good enough.
Oh, America.
Have you seen what you look like?
How much money did he get from Miami?
$10 million.
Yeah, there you go.
How much money did she get from Miami?
Well, a lot more, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they thrived on NIL.
Is she playing in the WNBA, or she's still? No,
they're influencers now.
That's all they influence? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and do they? yeah. She's
they influence
bless,
something.
Bless her heart, okay? Bless her heart. She might chase a few jerseys, but bless her heart. Not Lane Kiffin, but sounds kind of similar. Cliff Kingsbury, right?
Yeah, that does sound similar.
His, I guess. So his name, very heavy yesterday. I know Nate Taylor was on this stage yesterday. And I think, do we have his quote? I remember what he said, but he said basically that, you know, it wouldn't work with his offense in Kansas City because Andy Reid probably isn't going to want to run that college-style offense.
Yeah.
And there's also the point of, like, how much pull does Mahomes have at this point in his career? Because I've always said at some point, right, there's going to be a time where Mahomes is going to know that he can run the offense, right? Like, at some point in Sal's career, I'm sure, like, it was like, hey, I can call the game. I don't need this over here, right?
I've seen more than any of you put together.
Right, yeah. Where, like, at one point, Ned's like, just leave him alone. You know, let him call his game. And you trust that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mahomes is going to have, as you move into this next thing, but, you know, he's going to have some say. But Cliff Kingsbury was a name that a lot of people said, hey, if he's available, and he is available, mm-hmm. would like to see him as the offensive coordinator. Some people kind of put all the news that comes out together, kind of relax, you know, hey, chill, mm-hmm. and then kind of have their own opinion. I don't know what you guys think about Cliff Kingsbury, but from judging by the document, I'm kind of on your guys' side.
Yeah, I don't care to see Cliff Kingsbury here
in
Kansas City.
And it's not
in
a mean, smug way.
No, not at all. I was kind of 50-50 on it, to be honest with you. And then I was reading some tweets from Grant Paulson, who works for our sibling station in Washington, D.C., and he covers the Commanders. He's really good at his job, right? Mm. And he put out this tweet yesterday. He says, I'm told Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury disagreed over several things, run-pass balance being high on that list. It also seems like the DQ has a different version for what's best for the long-term development of Jaden Daniels. Cliff's runs a very unique college-like system. DQ may want a more traditional NFL look for Daniels moving forward. And after I read that, I'm like, you know what? I don't want the college system either here in Kansas City. I think that we've seen that. I think it's tired. I think it's something that kind of has been played out. And my dream, as I was sitting around yesterday thinking about this, I want a total reinvention of this offense, right? I want everything different from what we've seen. I want to take the whole playbook for the most part, you know, and tear it up and scrap it and throw it away. And bring in somebody new that has no connection to this organization, has no connection to Patrick Mahomes whatsoever, and can truly evaluate things. Because I think right now, that's what this organization, and that's what this quarterback especially needs. He needs somebody that's going to come in and doesn't really have any connection to him, and isn't afraid to sit there and say, hey, you need to do A better and B better and C better, like Danan said yesterday. And so I think Cliff Kingsbury, to me, everybody keeps talking about how they don't want to run it back, but yet they want to bring back Eric Bieniemy and Mike Kafka and all these other has-beens and never will be's, you know, to the organization. I want to go completely different. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is completely different because he's already been with Patrick Mahomes. I need somebody to come in that can experience Patrick Mahomes kind of for the first time and be a clean slate with everybody. That's kind of where I feel on this one. So for me, Cliff Kingsbury, I'm out.
Dr. Mackenstein?
Yeah, same thing. I think I tweeted yesterday. Just his tendencies, his issues, the thing that he likes to do are really similar to what Andy Reid does. Like, he's cute. He likes motion. He passes a lot. Like, he likes little screen games. Like, if we were talking about personnel, he would like quick, small, wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's similar to Andy Reid in a lot of ways that are not necessarily bad, but for what we need right now, yeah, we need change. We need something different. He's not that.
No, he's not that at all. I need somebody to come in with a completely different look at this offense, too, and be able to kind of strip it down. And for Andy to allow that person to do that, too, that's the other thing. I mean, we can sit here and name all these offensive coordinators, but is Andy Reid going to allow them to have a huge influence on what's going on? And I'm not even talking about calling the plays. I don't care about that. Involving the running game more, maybe looking for a different style of wide receiver. Because I think what the Chiefs have now from an offensive standpoint, it's done, man. That thing has run its course, right? It is stale. It is time to move on. It is time to change things up in a grandiose way from a weapon standpoint, from a play calling standpoint, from a who you are and identity standpoint, so to speak. And that's why I think you need to go outside the circle of trust. It's nice to have guys that you can trust and like, you know, Romeo Crennel, everybody wanted him to be the head coach. We saw how that worked. And so I think sometimes it's good to bring in a boss, if you will, a coach that's going to challenge players and look at it from a completely different lens than what's been looked at for the last 8 years. Everybody's been looking at Patrick Mahomes through the same lens. I need somebody with a different lens who can sense and tell and make Patrick Mahomes better as quarterback, too.
Yeah, not his old best friend.
Right.
Up to come hang out. Or somebody that deserves a shot.
Well, for me, I'm a Brian Daboll guy on this one. And I know that sounds weird because I didn't like him as a head coach, but I know he's a really good offensive mind.
You know who's a good offensive mind that sucked as a head coach? That guy in New England.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who might be a really good offensive coordinator, but a really terrible head coach? That guy in Miami.
Right. Yep.
Which is where you've got to kind of take that sort of scrutiny out of this whole thing, because people will be like, that guy?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
guy failed. It's like,
but then they'll turn around and tell you, well, let's go sign Tua. you know, like stuff like that. But that's the fan, right? That's what we do. We recognize names and all. I just know Brian Daboll has been a really good offensive coordinator over his career and can be that type of guy that maybe comes in here and is a little rough around the edges. And that people like that with the Eric Bieniemy style, right? At least the fans did. They, you know, the rough around the edges could be a good thing. Because this team right now, guys, needs a kick in the ass. It really does. Look what Baltimore did yesterday with John Harbaugh, right? They needed a kick in the ass, and they fired one of the greatest coaches of this era in the NFL. He's a Hall of Fame coach, but they said, you know what? It's getting stale. We need to move forward. He kind of lost the locker room. And I think that's what needs to be done here in Kansas City. It's okay to go through and have a drastic change and be a little bit uncomfortable going into this season from an offensive standpoint. I think they need that.
I'm just down for, like, I don't know. I'm just down for a change. And I think it's okay. You might not like it at first, but I bet it grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you remember listening to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket and being like, this is cool. And then you heard Untitled. And you're like, I don't know what this is. It's different. It's new. But here we are. And I enjoy this.
Yes.
Right?
Smash. Yeah.
That's how some things work. Like, your manager at your restaurant job gets fired because the restaurant's not performing. People aren't showing up to work on time. Here comes this new guy. And you're like, man, I don't like this guy. And some people will leave.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will not like it. And then some will be like, you know what? What this guy's doing is kind of nice. And I'm kind of into this. And then all of a sudden it starts to become more and more and more and more. And it's like, okay, we've got people into it. And luckily, you've got Andy Mahomes. You got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Speaking of other jobs, I don't want to say we called it.
Well, we did.
Okay.
We told you he was getting fired yesterday. Everybody acted like this was a surprise.
Well, we're 3 for 3. And the two takes I take out of this is because we called Gannon, we called Carroll, and we knew John was getting canned. And
everybody acted like John was a surprise yesterday. I would have been surprised if he was still the head coach in Baltimore. The quarterback quit on you, man. Like, you lost the locker room.
I think the thing is, I think there are two things that come out of this. I think, number one, this is an insane gamble by the Baltimore Ravens.
Huge gamble. One of the biggest gambles we've seen in the last 20 years in the NFL.
Because what Baltimore...
is Andy Reid gamble.
Okay. Because I don't know about all of that, because they're not coming off of like a 2-14 season.
Also, they're not hiring John Harbaugh. They're getting rid of Andy Reid.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No, it's a big change as Philadelphia made when they fired Andy Reid. That's what I mean.
Andy Reid coached Philadelphia?
He did. Yeah. It's funny. I can't wait to hear
John
the first
Harbaugh
NFL
coached
player.
The Baltimore Ravens?
That's we won't be alive for that, years. Though. That's too long for us. But the Andy Reid thing, I am waiting for the first NFL player who goes, Andy coached the Eagles? I didn't know that.
So, I don't know. So, the thing that I take out of this is that this is, I think, what Cincinnati should have done.
Yep.
I don't think this is what Baltimore should have done.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. I think this was a marriage headed for divorce. And I think they split before it got too ugly. I think there will be some stuff that comes out about how they started to kind of feel towards each other.
Oh, it's already come out. Yeah. The locker room lost him. Lamar doesn't like him anymore. All that
and
stuff.
And the thing is that Baltimore said, we're going to stick with our 2-time All-Pro MVP quarterback. And we're gonna move on from John Harbaugh. And John will probably go somewhere else. And I have a good feeling it will probably be either in New York or it'll be in Vegas. And he's going to be great wherever he goes. I just truly believe that.
If you're John Harbaugh, why would you even listen to Vegas? Why would you listen to Cleveland? Why would you listen to any other Arizona?
Vegas I would listen to because you're getting the first overall pick.
Okay, that's
fair. And you've got
a
crap ton of cap.
Yeah.
So you could kind of go in there and be like, hey, it's my way. You know this. And we're going to do this my way. And you'd be like, okay, fine. Sounds good. Sounds like Jack Del Rio all over again.
Do you think that Tom Brady would allow John Harbaugh to do it his way? Because now they're saying Brady's going to be involved more, you know,
absolutely.
With the team.
If you're Tom Brady, you do. Well, 100% you
do. I know you do. Yeah. But does he have the ability to check his ego to allow John Harbaugh to do it?
He checked his ego on New Year's Eve. He could have taken that man's ex-wife back home, and he did not. And that takes a lot of, I mean, that takes a lot from Tom Brady to do that.
He let Bill Belichick do his job pretty damn well for 18 years until the very end when it started to become. He let Bruce Arians do his job in Tampa Bay. He understands the way this works.
Okay.
But I don't know. But we're going to find out, and this is where we're, and it's funny that you say Belichick Brady, because we're going to find out. Was it Harbaugh? Was it Lamar?
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think that was a divorce ready to happen before it got super violent. And I think that everyone kind of saw it like, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Like, you know, and it finally happened. And it's the story of the NFL. Mm-hmm. It will be the story of the playoffs until something, if something weird happens. He'll be hired. He'll be the first coach hired. They said yesterday he's already had seven teams call him. There's only seven open vacancies.
There's only seven.
One of them is Baltimore.
Yeah, I want to know who that other team is.
Hell yeah, you do, because that's what Max said yesterday. Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, we knew they would, you know.
And Max said this is interesting because if you are a team, or maybe it was you that said it, if you are a team that's like fringe.
Yeah, you're calling. I said it yesterday. Yeah, you're calling and you're saying, are we firing this guy? If you're going to fire Harbaugh, then let's talk. Would he be willing to come here? Because if he's willing to come here, we're going to make a move on our coach. Oh, he's not willing to come to Miami? Okay, we'll keep McDaniel. Because I guarantee you Miami was probably that.
And I don't think this is the last coach. I think when Tomlin loses, they will fire Tomlin.
I don't think Tomlin gets fired.
And
I don't
either. Who would have thought that three of the four coaches in the AFC North would be fired, and the one that stands alone is at Richard in Cincinnati. Can you believe it?
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
That would be
two-time
crazy,
coach of the year. Fired. Super Bowl champion. Fired. Super Bowl champion. Fired. Who's here? The guy that can't freaking win.
Yeah, the guy who goes 0-18 in September. You know, like that guy whose quarterback's hurt every year.
The NFL is so good.
Yeah, but like, what if Pittsburgh fired Tomlin and hired Harbaugh?
Can they just
sign me up? And then Baltimore hired Tomlin, right? Like, that would be.
Oh, I bet Lamar would like Tomlin.
Oh, man. Oh, that would be good. I think that would be a lot of fun. But no, I think John Harbaugh ultimately will end up in New York. I think that is the best situation for everybody involved, for Harbaugh, for the NFL.
Yeah.
They've got to get New York back, right? They've got to find a way to make one of those franchises back again. They've taken care of the LA thing. They got them winning and doing all that out there. Now the league needs to focus on New York. I would be stunned if John Harbaugh isn't the head coach of the Giants. Now, let me rephrase that. If he takes another job, if he decides to go to TV, he ain't ever coming
back.
He's
not a TV guy.
I don't know that he is either.
He's too boring. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get you.
He's just a coach guy. Like, Andy Reid isn't TV.
No, Andy Reid's a coach guy. Yeah. And I will say, when Andy Reid got fired in Philly, I thought, take a year off, you know, recollect yourself, do all that, get rested, come back strong, and do your thing. I was wrong. And the reason I will tell John Harbaugh this is because once you get out and you start doing that TV thing and whatever it is and making a couple of bucks and you're not working at all, it's hard to go back in. And so if John Harbaugh has the energy to keep going, take the next job immediately. Do not take that time off. Ask Bill Cowher how that's going, right? All these coaches take that year off. They're like, I ain't going back.
Yeah, like Tony Dungy.
He sucks. I mean, I have never seen somebody know less about a sport that they were involved in than Tony Dungy. He really is stupid when it comes to football. And NBC needs to get rid of him off of Sunday Night Football. He is an absolute abomination when it comes to understanding the game. This was his tweet yesterday.
You haven't heard? I've got sources that tell me they're going to get rid of Tony Dungy and put Travis Kelce on.
Oh, good. I would like that. Oh, that would be awesome.
That's just my theory.
That would be fantastic. I mean, Tony Dungy stinks on TV.
And they're going to have Taylor Swift singing Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, and they're going to have Travis Kelce doing
Sunday Night. I would sign up for
that.
And then
they're going to really stick it to Dungy.
Yeah, really stick it to Dungy.
I know that I'm hot. Take that, you alien.
So Dungy tweets this yesterday. So stupid. I can't believe what things have come to in the NFL. John Harbaugh has coached the Baltimore Ravens for 18 years. He took them to the playoffs 12 times, won a Super Bowl. The last 4 years, they were 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, 8-9. They made the playoffs three straight years and missed this year because a kicker missed the game-winning field goal on the last play of the season, and he was fired? I'm sorry, but I don't understand. Good luck, Baltimore, in finding a better coach. He wasn't fired because of a missed kick. The entire season was a disaster. The quarterback barely played. There was strife in the locker room. The team was not buying in to what John Harbaugh was saying anymore. And they finished 8-9. He didn't get fired because a kick was missed. He got fired because after 18 years, It's what have you done for me lately? And it's been since 2012, since he won a Super Bowl. And so they were done. It was time. The marriage was over. For Tony Dungy, who was fired in Tampa, obviously, and then moved on to, you know, Indianapolis, to sit there and say that he got fired because the team went 8-9 and a kicker missed a kick, that's one of the more ignorant things I've ever seen. I have forgotten more about the NFL than Tony Dungy has ever known about this league.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Be like saying he got fired after the Chiefs loss when Zay Flowers fumbled. Be like, no, it's because you abandoned the run. That's what happened in that game. Yeah, it was a close game, but that's why you lost. It was from coaching.
Yeah, it absolutely is. He didn't lose the game because a kicker missed a kick. He lost the game because the team was 8-9. They weren't on his side anymore. The quarterback wanted to change. You got an MVP quarterback that really hasn't realized his potential over the last 5 or 6 years while everybody around him is doing their thing. It was the right decision to make. Now, will they hire the right guy? That's up to them to make the right decision to hire a better coach than the guy that they had. But for Tony Dungy to sit here and like ignorantly say he lost his job because of a missed field goal, that's one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Solid, easy, quick poll question on a Wednesday, the Fesco and Dusty poll question on X.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
65 The Fan on Twitter. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator? Yes or no? That easy. We'll ask Jay Binkley on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your hope for Jay Binkley.
That guy's an idiot, man.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.